The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On Thankful Thursdays, we always check in with Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joey. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. What a week we've had. Have you been watching the Senate confirmation hearings of Amy Coney Barrett?
Oh, my gosh, Joey, I have. And can we just say what a rock star this lady is?
Yeah.
I mean,
wow.
The poise... I mean, for the first day, I don't know if you thought like I did, I was just so impressed she didn't fall asleep because nobody asked her a question, like opening remark. People
yep.
were just talking and her kids.
Yeah.
I mean, sitting there so quietly and patiently, kind of just, you know, hung in there with her. I think what a beautiful family,
yeah.
what a brilliant mind, a woman of faith. I mean, she is going to be an amazing addition to the Supreme Court.
She is, and as I've said a number of times this morning, particularly after yesterday when we had to sit through, I can't imagine what she was going through, but as I sat through yesterday listening to Senator Blumenthal and White House and some of these folks asking the same questions over and over again. You know, I think we're all in all done here. I think Senator Lindsey Graham, they need to go ahead and vote, send it to the full Senate, vote, put her on the bench because there's so many other important things that we need to be dealing with.
You're absolutely right. I think Senator Graham, he really gets a lot of credit. He has really kept these hearings focused. I mean, he's had great lead-in remarks. Every single day, I think once again, we've seen what a great leader Senator Graham is. And he represents South Carolina well, and it's so very important to make sure we get him back to D.C. doing that same kind of work for us.
Yep, yep. I mean, what a busy time. And you're right. I mean, I love the fact the other day, and of course, there's a meme being circulated on social media of her holding up that notepad with the United States Senate on it, saying, "I have seven children. I'm used to dumb questions."
I think that's great. I saw one too with the notepad that said, and they said, "Question: what has Joe Biden done?" And then it said, "Nothing in 47 years." So it was like it was amazing. I mean, I think that little meme's gonna go around the internet for a long time.
Yep, yep. Yeah, what a week. And of course, yesterday, as we're watching them, try to wrap up another day of questioning, then we get this bombshell news from the New York Post on, these laptops that supposedly were dropped off for repair, revealing some emails that, again, allegedly are from Hunter Biden, confirming that Joe Biden may have met with some officials from Burisma. And, of course, he has said all along he had no idea what this company does.
You know, that is the real irony of this, right? Like, you know, they have been going after the president for 3.5 years for lies and collusion and working with foreign entities. And here you have it, right? And it's like crickets. And I think what really is disturbing is the way it's being censored. You know, I was watching a lot of that last night about how Facebook and Twitter is censoring the repost of that information.
Yep.
And you have to ask yourself, if these were Trump children, would they mm-hmm. get, would those media outlets, those social media outlets, would they have really looked to protect them like they've looked to protect Hunter Biden?
Yeah.
And I can't say yes in all good conscience.
Yeah.
And I think that should really open people's eyes, right? This is what we'll have, the stopping of information, getting to people, the kind of I'm going to tell you what you need to know kind of mentality that the Democrats have. And I mean, candidate Vice President Biden did the same thing when they asked him about stacking the courts, right?
Yep.
Do the American people have a right to know? No, they don't, was his response.
Yep. Yep. And you know, look, as far as the situation with the New York Post, their story yesterday, and again, you make a very good point there. There were two big stories here. First off, the fact that there may be some emails, and again, they haven't been confirmed. It hasn't been totally confirmed that this was even Hunter Biden's laptops. But there were some pretty bad images and all on there, according to reports of Hunter Biden. So let's assume for a minute that this was Hunter Biden's information. But the other story, as you just mentioned, is the fact that Twitter and other social media sites was blocking people from even sharing this. I mean, to the point that last night, the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, addressed the controversy and basically offered an apology when he said that it was unacceptable for his company to be blocking this information.
Well, and I don't think he had any other recourse. Do you, Joey? I mean, at some point when people get that outraged at what you're doing, you have to step back. I mean, he is a business first and foremost. They do nothing to help Republicans and conservative ideas. But, you know, I think you have to step back when that many people go, wait a minute. This is still America, and we can funnel this information, and people can decide if they want to believe it or not.
Yeah.
That's the one beauty of this country, is that we get to choose what we believe is truth. We have all the tools in front of us to do fact checking and read articles and figure out what we truly believe. And I think anytime that stops that, we're taking away the power of the people.
Yep. You're so right. While we're talking, I just got a text on the Big Rock text line from a listener. This is another meme that I think this is the one you're referencing, of Amy Comey Barrett holding up that blank U.S. Senate note card saying, you know, a list of Biden's accomplishments in 47 years of office. And it's, of course, blank.
Yeah.
I mean, this lady, she's just, I've loved the way she's responded, to things. And I just love her demeanor and how she's has remained calm throughout this. And of course, late yesterday afternoon, all this other stuff was buzzing around with the New York Post. So, what a busy, busy time. And of course, we're just, literally, a few weeks now, I think it's 19 days to November the 3rd. Kamala Harris, of course, has been hiding out in her Senate office this week, hasn't been able to participate in person, but she's finding time to come down to Asheville and Charlotte today. She'll be campaigning in Western North Carolina.
Well, they should be worried, right? Dan Forrest is running for governor against Roy Cooper in North Carolina, and he's doing a great job. I think the Democrats should be worried. It doesn't shock me at all that she's going to be down there. But it's funny how she couldn't do the hearings in that room. But my husband, David, we were watching some of the hearing replays, and when they asked her to comment on former Vice President Biden's comments about stacking the court, she got into an elevator, a tiny elevator with like 8 people,
yeah.
10 people. They all packed in this elevator, and David's like, look at that. She's afraid to be socially distant with a mask on in a big open room. But she got into a little tiny elevator with a whole bunch of people and talked about how she couldn't go in person because she just did not feel safe. And I looked at that and I said, yeah, what a direct contradiction of why she's not there in person.
Well, it really shows the hypocrisy of the whole thing. I mean, how do you not do the job that the people of California elected you to do, and that's be in these meetings, be in these hearings? She was making a statement. You know, she's trying to slam the whole process because she said from the beginning that they shouldn't be taking place. So how do you go from hiding out in your office to coming to Asheville and Charlotte to campaign?
I know. Well, I hope I hope that means what we're all hoping is that they're feeling that they're in trouble around the country. And we just need everybody to get out and vote, because you're really anymore not voting for Donald Trump or Joe Biden. You're voting for the America you want for your children and your grandchildren. And I don't see that in a socialist country.
Yep. Very well put. You're in this case, you could be, if you oppose what Kamala Harris stands for, you gotta make sure that she doesn't get in a position to where she could possibly be in the Oval Office, which is a very real situation with Joe Biden. Always good to check in with you. Be safe out there, and we'll talk again next week.
I will. Take care, Joey.